Bible reading today comes from Romans 5, verses 1 to 11. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead us to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed us his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God, because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. May God bless this reading. If any children out there would like to come up, Jim's got something for them.
How are you, Sophia? Got Hayden down the back there. Right, and Celine, yeah, good. Well, it's just, we'll make it for everybody. There's two words in that reading that we've just had that I just want to touch on this morning, and I wonder if you can guess what two words they might be in that reading. You know, everybody scurries through their Bibles and say, what did it say?
Peace and joy.
Peace and joy is the heading, yep. And joy is one of the words. And what was another word that was particularly important in there? Or it is for our life in Christ. I'll give you a hint, it begins with F.
Faith.
That's right, Cynthia, you're quick. Right. So, do you know what faith means?
Believe.
To believe, yep, it is. To believe, that's definitely part of faith. And if we look back over in the previous chapter, it says in chapter 4, verse 21, it says, and this is talking about an old guy called Abraham. It was way back in the Old Testament. He was the father of the Jewish nation. It said he was fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. And that is why it was credited to him as righteousness. So, faith is being fully persuaded that God has the power to do what he has promised. And that's really important for you and for me and for all of us here to understand that we need to have that confidence in God's promises. And so it's important for us all to study God's word, to know what his promises are and to be able to apply them in our lives. So as you go out to Sunday school, remember to take good notice of what's being taught there, because then you can have faith in that and you can live by it. Right, well, what's the children?
We'll sing, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in him.